I've been wondering why I've had this persistent feeling of déjà vu about the coming war. Not long ago, I found the answer. Richard Perle. If you're not familiar with Mr. Perle, don't feel inadequate. Few people know of him or his views. That's one reason why Mr. Perle is so scary. But it's not the only one. Richard Perle is chairman of the Defense Policy Board, an advisory panel for the Secretary of Defense and the President. Under Perle, this once obscure board has been influential in pushing Bush toward a preemptive war against Iraq and has transformed this idea into a central pillar of U.S. foreign policy. I sparred with Mr. Perle in the 1980s when he was an Assistant Secretary of Defense for Ronald Reagan and I was a member of the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. In the Reagan years, Perle argued that arms control was useless. He advocated for deployment of first-strike nuclear weapons against the former Soviet Union, and he stated that the U.S. could win a thermonuclear war. So I guess it shouldn't be a surprise that Mr. Perle has now helped convince Bush that inspections in Iraq are useless, that we should launch aggression against that country, and that the ricocheting dangers of such a war can be dismissed. It turns out that this man and close associates like Dick Cheney were writing or talking about invading Iraq long before 9/11 or George Bush's presidency. Some of Perle's writings go back to 1996, when Perle, on contract to the militant Israeli government of Benjamin Netanyahu, wrote that the defeat and occupation of Iraq would provide an opportunity for the U.S. to remake the map of the Middle East to its liking, and Israel's. Perle advised the Israelis that such a bolt-out-of-the-blue victory would be better than peace treaties with its Arab neighbors. So, dear listener, this war has been in the cooker for years, discussed at length in many venues, including, no doubt, Mr. Perle's comfortable home in Georgetown. There, Mr. Perle has a reputation for entertaining guests with his taste for haute cuisine, fine French wine, and after-dinner conversation about ways to improve the lethality of America's own weapons of mass destruction. When Mr. Perle is not advising the president on military doctrine, he makes a living giving strategic advice to multinational corporations. Do some of them have an economic stake in an American remake of the Middle East? Well, that's not part of the public record. But this is. Richard Perle has never fought in combat or worn an American military uniform. This is Les O'Coin.